And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Katherine Anderson with Yavapai College, Donna Wild with Century 21, and Leah Graham and Karen Otis with Woman in Business. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here today with Donna Wild. She'll be co-hosting with me today. Donna, welcome.
How you doing?
And we're here talking with Katherine Anderson with Yavapai College. How are you today?
I am good. Thank you for letting me be here.
Oh, no problem. We appreciate you being here. There's always great things happening down there.
Oh, you know, we like to stay very busy.
Yeah. I'm like, no wonder you guys are always busy, actually.
You know, there's never a dull moment when it comes to education and entrepreneurship.
Oh, that's always a good one. So what's going on? What do you guys got planned?
Well, there's just this little thing called a job fair this Friday in Chino Valley.
And yes, a little thing, nothing
just
big.
Little tiny thing.
The Chino Valley Job Fair, and it's the launch of your job fair.
It's the launch of job fair season, as we call it, and we kick it off every year with the Chino Valley Job Fair. So this Friday from 11 to 2 at the Chino Valley High School is the kickoff job fair.
Awesome. So last year, I know it was at a different location.
Yes, last year it was at Del Rio Elementary School, which the good news is we outgrew.
Oh, so that's why it's not there this year. So we outgrew the location.
Mm-hmm. Last year we only had 40-something businesses, and we actually had to turn businesses away, again, because we outgrew them. This year, we have over 50 businesses that will be attending this job fair with over 350 positions available among them.
Wow.
That is amazing. Where's the job fair going to be at this year?
It's going to be at Chino Valley High School in the gymnasium. And again, it'll be from 11 to 2. And it will actually open at 10:30, early admission for veterans, job seekers that are 55 or older, wow, and those with disabilities.
Oh, that's very, very nice. I heard you guys had a waiting list or have a waiting list.
We do. You know, it's funny. It's not funny, but it's a great thing that we sold out. And I've actually, unfortunately, had to turn down some companies today that called and said, is it too late to get into your job fair? We know it's this Friday.
Wow.
And, you know, we've been advertising for months.
Right, we have.
But I've told them, yes, it's too late, but if you give us your information, we still will advertise it at the job fair for you.
That's excellent. So that's a great point. So if they give us their information, you'll still advertise it.
Yes, we will have a table that we will include their flyers or handouts, whatever material
wonderful
that they do have. We just don't have any more tables available. Every table is sold.
Wow.
That is amazing. That's fantastic.
Economy's good in Chino Valley.
It is.
Yes.
And so for those of you out there that are looking for a job, take advantage of this and come this Friday to the Chino Valley Job Fair.
Yes, we have all sorts of employers that will be there, from healthcare to construction, medical, local government, education, transportation.
Wow.
Police. You name it.
What if you're just looking for a summer part-time job? You're
there
a high school
be,
student.
Yes. We have, there's going to be at least one camp that's going to be in attendance. So it's a perfect opportunity for full-time, part-time, summer employment. There will even be resources available. If you come in and you're like, I don't know quite if my resume is written correctly, or I see an employer here that I'm really interested in, can you help me a little bit before I go talk to them? Yes, we will have Arizona at Work, Goodwill, NACOG, Yavapai College that can all help you even prep the day of if you're not quite ready yet.
And along with that, there's going to be a class that's offered at the Chino Valley Library.
Yes.
And that's Wednesday the 30th, and that's going to help you with resume building as well. So if you don't have a resume and you're starting to panic and need help with one, it's a free class, and it's going to be at the Chino Valley Library. And they'll help you do it. And I believe that the time for that is, it's 3 to 4:30, on the 30th.
I believe that's correct. And if that information and a list of the complete employers that will be at the job fair is all on our website at yc.edu/REDC. And there's a link for job fairs. And if you click on that one, you can find everything about this Chino Valley job fair. Like I said, the list of all who will be participating, the complete times with the locations, suggestions on how you should dress, the information that Lorette just discussed about the class at the library. And if you're not in Chino Valley or cannot make that class, there's still time this week. Like I mentioned, our partners, you can stop by their
absolutely
offices, and they can help you with your resumes, interview skills, or just questions like, I don't know what to do at a job fair. This
exactly
is a first for me.
And you just said interview skills. So there is going to be, if they find you qualified and if they like you, there's a section where the actual employers can pull you off and do kind of a quick interview.
That is correct. It was last year, I believe, at this job fair. This employer's not there participating this year, but I noticed live interviews. They would be live, but interviews going on right there on the spot. at their table. And this year we have actually provided a separate area for them to be able to conduct those interviews. And at other job fairs, we've had certain companies that brought all of their background tests, everything with them so that they could make offers at right there on the spot.
Wow.
So
yeah,
you never know when you come in. Like we always say, dress for success, be prepared, bring your resume, put on that nice outfit. It doesn't have
exactly.
to be a suit, just a nice outfit, nice pair of khakis, or maybe if you're
not your pajama pants,
not your pajamas,
not something you'd wear to Walmart,
not your flip flops,
not your
right.
flip flops, not your slippers either.
It's definitely something that looks nice,
right? Because you could be meeting your future employer, and if they're not making an offer that day, it could be coming up soon, and you want that visual to be something they're going to remember. Because you don't want it to be they saw the resume and went, oh, my gosh, this person, they have the skills. However, they also had those bunny slippers on.
That's right.
Right. You want to stand out, and a way to really stand out is making sure you look good.
Right. You don't want to stand out for them remembering
right.
the flip-flops or the slippers.
Exactly. You want to stand out and being like, oh, that guy dressed good or that guy, or girl dressed well.
They say you have, like, what, 5 seconds to make a first impression, and whatever you want that impression to be is how you should dress for the job fair.
Dress professional, make that firm handshake, look them in the eyes, and don't be afraid when you come up to that table to instigate the conversation. They're going to be sitting there. They're waiting for you to come talk to them. So don't be afraid to say, excuse me.
What jobs do you have available?
What jobs do you have? Are you hiring for? Or yes, I see on your sign here that you're looking for a mechanic position. Could you tell me a little bit more about that? Because I do have some mechanic background.
Yeah.
That's showing interest.
Absolutely.
They're looking at that going, okay, we have a little bit of a go-getter here.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great point, you know. I think that's a great point.
Yeah, definitely. You have to put your best foot forward and show them who you really are or potentially could be.
And you just said there was over 300 jobs available
at this job. Over 350.
Oh, my gosh. Over 350. So if you're out there looking for a job and you're going, there's nothing on Indeed, there's nothing here, there's no jobs, because I do hear that from a lot of people.
Yep, absolutely.
They'll walk in and say, hey, is there any jobs going on? Or I can't find a job, or, you know, that kind of stuff. So there's no excuse.
There is no excuse. Like I said, we have the range of employers. So just because you're going, well, I work in admin or I work in mechanic, or we have so the variety of employers attending that there is something there for you.
Right.
And just because you hear or see that it's a mechanic company at this table when you're walking by doesn't mean they might not have an admin job, or vice versa. And what seems like an administrative company might not have a mechanic position available. So don't just walk on by thinking, eh, they don't have anything for me.
And that's so true because, you know, before when I would attend job fairs, I would look and see like, oh, this trucking company, I'm not a trucker, I don't have a license, and just walk right past it. But
yep.
who knew they had a marketing position and they have an admin position.
Things you don't even think of.
Exactly.
Somebody's got to do their paychecks.
That's right.
Did you say there was a place they could go on the website or a website they could see the list of employers, or is there somewhere they can go to find that out in advance?
Yes, the website is www.yc.edu/redc, and they can click on the job fair link. And if they, for some reason, they don't have website availability, they could always call me. My name is Catherine, and my number is 928-776-2008. And I can help them out also.
And if employees can't be at the job fair and they want their information out, they can still call you and we can put their information there.
That is correct.
So they can call you or they can contact the Chino Valley Chamber.
Nice.
Bring your brochures, bring your information, and we'll get it out.
Yes, because we want to get our citizens employed.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Catherine. I appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you.
And I look forward to seeing you at the Chino Valley Job Fair.
Yes, see you Friday.
See you Friday. Early. We'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Hey,
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. I'm here with my co-host, Donna Wild with Century 21, who happens to be my next guest.
Yay!
Yay, right? So, Donna, what's going on at Century 21st? Or Century, how do I even say that?
It's Century 21 Arizona West.
Oh, and I got schooled.
Yeah, you got schooled, girl.
Sorry. I know, sorry.
Get it right, man.
Century 21 Arizona West.
Arizona West, yes. And we actually have five offices throughout Arizona, northern Arizona. They're all called Arizona West, but we are in Prescott.
Okay.
Sorry, not Chino.
That's all right. You guys are growing.
We are. We are. Hopefully we'll have an office there in Chino soon, but I am a chamber member, so.
So you do participate in everything in Chino anyway.
Yes, and I love being there. And we actually have a listing in Chino that I wanted to bring to you and talk to you about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So the listing is actually at 1175 West Just Ray Ranch Road. And it is $435,000, but it's a beautiful horse property. The house actually has 2,040 square feet, and it is on 2.61 acres. And it has, the barn has five stalls, six turnouts.
Wow.
And a two-car garage inside the barn.
Inside the barn.
Inside the barn. The barn is actually set up for, it's plumbed for you could do a half bath, three quarter bath if you wanted to, if you needed to. A lot of people have bathrooms in their barns, which is like makes sense to me.
Yeah, that completely makes sense.
Yeah, it's pretty smart.
Because you don't want to like have to walk in
right?
and walk out.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's actually really smart. I never thought about that, but.
Yeah. And the property is surrounded by, horse fence. It's like, this fence that like, is anti-bite, I guess.
Anti-bite.
Yeah.
So
not really a horse person, but
so you can't go up and nibble on it.
You can't nibble on it, and
is it just not tasty for horses?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it hurts their teeth.
Maybe.
I don't know. But it does have a hot walker pad, and I have a funny story about the hot walker pad. Again, I'm not a horse person.
So when I was first learning about the property, they, I was out there with my co-lister, listing agent and the, property owner, and they were talking about this pad and they were looking at where the hot water is, the water meter, I guess, is on the ground. And so I thought they were saying hot water pad. And so when I put that in the listing on the MLS, the owner, emailed me and she said, by the way, it's not hot water pad, it's hot walker pad.
And what walker pad?
what a walker pad is that kind of that pillar thing that sits in the middle of the ground, and it has the big, arms that come off of it. And then you hook up your horses and it spins around and it walks your horses or donkeys or mules.
Yeah. That's what it is. I see those all the time in Chino.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got schooled again.
It's a hot walker pad.
Not a hot walker pad.
Water pad.
Oh, so that's what those things are. Interesting. Well, I'm also not a horse person. I did grow up in 4-H and FFA, but I never owned a horse.
Right.
I owned other barn animals and everything else, you know, from heifers to goats to sheep.
Awesome.
To chickens to pigs and everything else, but we never owned a horse.
So your chickens didn't need a hot walker pad?
No, apparently not, but it would have been useful.
That would have been really funny looking.
Yeah, it would have been funny looking for the chickens. Or at least, you know, one for the pigs. I don't know.
Right? That would have been even cuter.
It definitely would have been cuter. But funny story, I did not know that's what they were called.
Super. I know. I had no idea either, obviously. And then, she sent me the email and I was pretty embarrassed. But
that's all right. You learn something new every day. And so this is like one of the properties that you have listed.
That's the one that has a house on it. We have some land out there for sale. My broker does have some land listings out there.
And people are always looking for land.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially right now in Chino.
Always.
What's the real estate market out there? Because I'm finding that things are going pretty fast.
They are going really fast. Holy cow. It's incredible. Especially, you know, for the family homes, you know, people who want to kind of raise their kids in a quieter, slower place that, you know, just is more family oriented, you know, the homes like in the subdivisions, kind of like where you're at, those homes are, you know, if there were a shelf for housing, those homes would be flying off the shelf because they're so popular, so well priced. They're actually one of the lowest in the nation.
Oh, wow.
For this, you know, for our, where our area is, you know, and I mean, it's just when you compare our housing prices to, first of all, California.
Exactly.
Even Denver.
Anywhere.
Yeah. It's just incredible. And so it's really nice because we can, it's kind of a catch-22 because we have, like I said, it's, the prices are right and perfect for people, but there's not a lot of inventory.
Yeah.
So if you want to make some good money on your home and call me and I'll list it for you and we'll get you.
What are you noticing the trend in Chino? Are you noticing more younger families starting to come this way? Are you noticing more elderly couples, you know, or horse, you know, what are you noticing more?
It's a huge mix.
Right.
It's a huge mix of a lot of different things. What I have heard, especially from the Californians, don't hit me or anything, but from the Californians, they're saying that, you know, Chino really reminds them a lot of where they come from.
Right.
And because of the terrain and just how, you know, California is a little bit deserty and Arizona, you know, Chino has the desert look kind of going to it, not quite as much as Phoenix does. But it definitely reminds them of home, and that is a huge appeal for people. What is a bigger appeal for folks in that are moving here from California is the tax rate. It's significantly different. Yeah.
I'm noticing just around Chino as I drive around, I'll notice, oh, my gosh, that house is for sale. And then literally, like, 3 days later, that sign is taken down.
Yep.
Sold sign is up.
Yep.
And it's just like, whoa, 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 I swear. You know, it was just listed.
It's a hot, 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 hot market.
It really is. There's, especially in my subdivision, I'm noticing, too, that a sign will go up and then it's down the next day.
Yep.
So, and I'm kind of noticing a mix in my subdivision too.
Right.
There is families in there with the younger kids, which I do personally, like I do have a young daughter.
Right.
And then there is, yeah, there's just the mix.
Yep.
And we're just noticing it. Even walk-ins at the chamber, you know, people that are looking for homes, people that are looking to talk to a realtor, that kind of stuff. It's just, it seems like anything that's on the market is just going so fast.
So fast. So fast. And I think a lot of it really does have to do with the tax rate, you know?
Right.
I mean, in California, my goodness, I don't know what it is, but I just know that they pay so much. They pay so much in taxes in California. But this home, for example, that I was talking about earlier, the taxes for 2018 were $2,118, and that was for the entire year.
Wow.
I hear, like, California, that's about 1 month's worth of taxes.
Holy cow.
Or even a quarter.
So that's why it's appealing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Because they can get a lot of land for their money.
Mm-hmm.
The taxes are minimal by comparison. And, I mean, even places like Colorado and, you know, like New York and the big cities where the taxes are really high. Also, the... you know, people are really drawn to the area for our seasons. We have really good seasons, and we have pretty defined seasons, but they're not quite as severe as places like, I have clients from Minnesota, Chicago.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they were looking to get out of the cold,
yep.
not be, yeah. So we do have, like, all four seasons, but
yes.
it's really, really not that bad.
Right.
You know, we're not having snow for the entire winter. I mean, we get snow a couple days and it melts.
Right.
So that's
right.
that is a big draw.
Yeah, it's
absolutely.
Huge.
Absolutely. And what
huge.
I have to say about you, too, is that you're very patient. I'm probably one of your most difficult clients. And you literally took, I don't know how long it took us to find a house, 5 months, 4 months. I don't know what it
I
did.
Don't know.
And I have to say thank you for being so patient, because we'd walk in and I'd be like, nope. And I know you did so much research and work, and I was like, oh no, that's not happening.
No, it's really fun. You know what? That's really one. I've told you this before. It's one of my favorite parts of my job is I love taking people around and showing them the houses. And because I don't always have opportunity, time or opportunity to go in and view the houses before I take clients to
right.
it. So it was really fun for me and a really good experience. So I appreciate my clients and I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Equally.
And we got to learn a lot about the town, and
we did.
Drove around and, you know, learned a lot about
yeah.
like side streets. I was like, whoa, that even exists out here?
Absolutely. It was like our little research project.
It was. And even though it took us, you know, quite a few months, that's what I'm saying is thank you for being patient.
Absolutely.
That you're not one of those realtors that are like, hey, it's got to get sold.
No.
You know, I feel like eventually you were like, all right, I know this girl's eventually going to buy a house.
Well, and
maybe not today.
No, honestly, I wasn't even worried about that, because you know what? When you walked in that house and you knew it was your house, and I knew you knew because you were saying, this is where my couch is going to go. This is my daughter's room. This is my office. Everything was exactly perfect, and that is what I love about my job, is when my client finds that perfect
that
house.
That one house.
And it's almost like a marriage, you know, when you find your perfect
one
mate.
One that's going to last, I hope.
You know, right? When you find your perfect mate, you know. It's like, you know, that's the one.
That's
you
what
know.
They say.
Yeah, that's what they say. I haven't found it yet. But, you know, I'm still waiting for my Prince Charming,
Prince Charming
or whatever, you know. But, you know, it's like, it's the same concept, you know.
When, absolutely.
When you find the right house, you know it. You know that's the one for you.
It was. You know, like I said, you had a lot of patience with me, because we would walk in and I was like, nope.
My biggest challenge with you was trying to talk you out without really talking you out of the house that needed so much work. I was like, I prayed to God at night. I was like, please, Lorette, please don't pick this house. Please don't
pick
this house.
The one house that I absolutely love is the one house that required the most work. And I don't know what in my right mind thought that I could do it. It looks at the time, oh, it's easy. You know, you could rip up the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
You can do this.
That was so awful.
I have no idea why I thought I was Miss Handywoman.
I don't know either, but I was so relieved when it went pending. And I was like, oh, sorry, it's pending. You can't have it.
You probably just told me that. You're like, oh, sorry, it's off the market.
No, but I should have.
You should have, because I don't know what I was thinking. I liked the location, and I really just liked it. But there was so much work, and I'm not handy whatsoever. No. I don't even own any tools.
No.
I own a hammer and a screwdriver, and that is about it.
I know. And your parents are in Texas and New Mexico, and you don't have any friends that are handy men and women.
She just said I don't have any friends on there.
You don't have any friends. Laura has no friends, except me, her realtor.
Her realtor. My only friend. Absolutely. But it is funny. Yeah, you're right. Thanks for talking me out of that one. I know you're praying.
Oh my gosh, what a relief.
But you know, anyone that's looking for a good realtor, I recommend Donna.
Thank you.
Like I said, she's patient. She'll take you around. I mean, it took her months to find me a place.
And also, I appreciate that. I really, really do. But also when we list houses, you know, we have our Century 21. I mean, there's not a lot of people who don't know who Century 21 is. You know, we list it on our website, our Century 21. It's on Realtor. It's on Trulia. It's on Zillow. I try to, find out where it might be appealing to other places on Craigslist throughout the country.
Absolutely.
I've even posted listings on Craigslist in Canada because, you know, it's Arizona. It's like, come on down to the warm weather, you know. And I mean, so if I need to, I'll hire a professional photographer to shoot your house and make it look, you know, very, very beautiful as you feel like it is, you know. And I mean, I put a lot of work into everything.
And I have to say, your customer service is fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, not just because you were a friend of mine, but you actually picked up the phone. I mean, our relationship built, you know, as we were looking.
I know, right? It totally
and
did.
So as, you know, getting into buying a home, you're scared, you don't know what you're looking for.
Yes.
And also,
it's the biggest purchase of your life.
Exactly. And you pick up your phone, you return phone calls, you return texts. And you really helped me through this whole process because I was a first-time home buyer. I was like, I don't know what I'm looking for. You helped me go to the bank. You helped me find the right loan. You were able to communicate all that things, you know, banking terminology that I was like, I have no idea what they're asking me for. Can you explain this in English?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And you really did take that time with me, and which I do appreciate.
Absolutely.
And we found the right mortgage for me and
yes.
the right things for me. I mean, we did go to a few, you know, shopping around a
well,
little bit.
Well, and you have to. You have to find the right fit that's, you know, financially a good fit for you.
Absolutely.
And it's not, you know, it's not always going to be who I recommend. And
no.
If, you know, I mean, you have to really do your research. And that's really the most important first step is getting that finance, the finances secured.
I know.
Finding out where you're at. And then, I mean, we did it kind of a little bit backwards, but we were also on a research project.
We did it a lot backwards.
Yeah.
But, you know, it took us a while. We found a place, and that's what I'm saying. It was a great experience with you. You really, like, I guess, you know, you're intimidated, you're scared, you're not really sure, but all excited at the same time.
Yeah. It's something that you really, like, in your mind, you're going, yes, I really, really, really want this. But then when it comes down to brass tacks, you're like, holy smokes. Is this really what I want to do?
Is it time for me to grow up? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Peter Pan syndrome has ended.
Exactly. You know, it was there comes a point where I was like, well, I have to grow up at some point.
And well, it's scary.
It completely was. And it's still kind of scary because, you know, there's a lot of things around the house that I don't know.
Right.
I'm like, you know, I was looking for just simple things around the house. And I'm all, oh, that's how that works. You know, it's a total experience.
It's a whole new ballgame.
I know. I'm like, do you do pond maintenance that too? So you
No, but I can tell you, I can recommend
anyone come help me. I know, as a first time home buyer, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, right. Donna Wild, realtor and pond maintenance person.
Pond maintenance. You actually should. Because I'm like, oh, I didn't realize I was supposed to put water in it. There's little things I'm learning.
Seriously.
Hey, I'm getting there.
I think you're the only one with a pond in about a 50-mile radius. So
I know, right? At least it's sort of a pool.
It's so cute. I love
it's
your house.
It's a pool for ducks.
I know, right?
Or birds.
Rubber duckies, birds. Kaylee.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it's totally whatever. One of those things. So, yeah, like I said, you're really great. I actually, like, do admire the work that you put in.
Thank you so much.
The amount of time you spend with your clients, actually.
It's a lot.
And even when I've called you and said, hey, I've got somebody right here in the office. They'd like to look at something. The next day you were there.
Absolutely.
I ran into you that one time.
That
at
was
the hotel.
Funny.
I was like, what are you doing here?
I'm like, I'm with those clients you referred to me.
And that's unusual in its own, because usually sometimes that takes like a week to to set up. I was really impressed. I was like, wow, that's speedy.
Yeah, absolutely. So. You know, you have to get on it. People are usually pretty serious when they want to buy a house, and you have to take them seriously, whether they are or aren't. And it can take, you know, those folks still haven't purchased, but we're still in communication.
Good.
That you referred to me. And so, you know, they told me their game plan. It's a couple years out. And so I send them listings periodically. And
yeah, because you never know. You'll find
the
perfect one.
Exactly.
And that's a lot that's happening, is we realize, especially, like I said, I see it at the chamber. People are getting ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking to move here, but not right away.
Exactly.
But they're still wanting to see what's on the market. What can they afford? What do they want to buy?
And if you're smart, you will start planning ahead and getting, you know, finding out the market and what there is available and what's coming up.
That's awesome. Well, I know that you're my co-host today.
Yes,
so you're
I am.
Not going anywhere. But I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you talking to us, you know, especially about Century 21.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Lorette.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Join the Arizona Cardinals season ticket waitlist, and you'll have the chance to select your seats before the general public. The 2019 home schedule features traditional NFC West matchups with the Seahawks, 49ers, and Rams. Plus, the Falcons, Panthers, Browns, and Steelers will visit State Farm Stadium.
Rise up, Red Sea, let's hear it!
Call 602-379-0102 or visit azcardinals.com/tickets.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Coyotes are causing problems in Prescott Valley.
Police are aware of problems in the Viewpoint subdivision and nearby areas. They're advising against taking measures into your own hands to discourage coyotes. It's illegal to discharge a firearm within town limits, but there are some extremely limited exceptions. Prescott Valley Police Officer Cody Tuning describes what you can do to help keep coyotes from making a visit on your property.
Please be vigilant with your animals, especially small dogs and cats. Do not leave food or water out for wildlife, and make sure your trash is secured.
For more information, visit the Arizona Game and Fish Department, azgfd.gov. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A bridge replacement project is getting underway near the town of Ash Fork.
Preliminary work on the nearly $3 million Meath Bridge project begins today. ADOT is letting drivers know that the north and southbound shoulders will be closed and that the speed limit in the work zone is reduced from 65 to 45 miles per hour. The bridge will close in March and remain closed for roughly 6 months. A temporary detour around the existing bridge will be constructed to maintain one lane of traffic in each direction at all times while replacement work is underway. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Sunny today and Wednesday, mostly cloudy tomorrow, highs the next 2 days around 57, chilling late tonight to around 33. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, a 20% chance for Thursday showers, a high then near 54. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime tonight to near 39 with increasing clouds, then a cloudy Tuesday, and mostly sunny Wednesday, with highs both days near 64, a 20% chance for Thursday rain with a high near 61. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQNA.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
The Prescott Center for the Arts begins the new year with modern American theater at its best. Our main stage production is the explosive, passionate, and heartwarming play by Tennessee Williams, A Streetcar Named Desire. Our stage two production is a comedy with a kick in Kathleen Clark's Secrets of a Soccer Mom. A Streetcar Named Desire runs February 7th through February 17th. Secrets of a Soccer Mom runs January 17th through February 3rd. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Right. We're back with our next guest. We're here with Leah Graham with American Insurance.
Yes.
And also, though, you're here talking to us today about women in business.
Yes. So the Chino Valley Women in Business has a really exciting event coming up on February 9th. We are co-hosting a fashion show with Smart Girls Consignment Store out in Prescott Valley.
So with Jamie outside there.
Absolutely.
So we're doing a fashion show, like you said.
We are. It's a very patriotic fashion show because we are donating a third of our ticket sales to the U.S. Vets. It's a veteran shelter in Prescott, and they don't have enough beds. For all of the homeless veterans.
Wow.
And so it's a local shelter right here in Prescott. And so we wanted to raise money for a good cause. And so we are donating a third of all of our ticket sales to this veteran shelter. And in partnership, Smart Girls has also offered to donate 10% of her sales to the same veteran shelter.
Fantastic.
That's amazing.
It completely is amazing. But I know we have some special models.
We do.
And by special, I don't mean like, you know, hunky or boo.
No hunky models. Just beautiful lady veterans.
Yes.
Jamie has put all of our models together, and all of the models that will be modeling her beautiful clothes from Smart Girls are veterans.
And they have great clothes over there.
Neat.
Yeah. They really
super
do.
Super cute.
Yeah.
Super cute. Really good prices. It's a really great consignment store if nobody's ever been there. But she takes clothes all from like name brand.
Nice.
So it's a thrift store, but it's only name brand thing.
Absolutely.
It's a very, very cute little store. And at the fashion show, she's going to have a pop-up store. So she's bringing lots of inventory.
Ooh, so you can buy while you're there.
Yeah,
I know, which is bad for me.
I know, right? Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
All of my credit card I'm a clothesaholic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially from this place. Right.
Absolutely.
Here.
She has really great things.
And, oh, yeah. Super, super cute clothes. She's also donating one of her more expensive Coach purses as a raffle prize. So we have a whole table of raffle prizes, lots of really fun little baskets and all kinds of things that you can win. So you can buy a raffle ticket for like $1 and then go around and put your raffle tickets inside the prizes that you want to win.
Oh, cool. So you could put like 5 tickets in one thing if you really want it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
You can win your Coach purse.
She's on it.
I know.
I'm a purse kind of girl.
So yeah, I'm on it already. And I'm like,
oh,
yes.
It's so cute.
I know.
Yeah.
You've seen my purse.
Oh, girl.
Mm.
Oh, girl. She's going to win that Coach purse.
Oh,
trust me.
You got to buy a ticket first.
I actually don't win anything. One of those ones that I don't know what happens. I'll sign up for everything.
Right.
And I never win.
Oh, your name never gets called.
I know, or maybe it does, and they just don't know how to say it, so they don't call me. They're like,
they're like next.
Year.
Yeah, they're like, we don't know how to pronounce this. Usually, is what ends up happening.
That could be it.
It might be.
Might be. Yeah.
So, you said the fast show. How much does this cost?
So, tickets are on sale for $30, and they do include an Italian buffet.
Okay.
Ooh,
so,
yummy.
For $30, you get to help raise money for a local veteran shelter. You get to have lunch, and you get to come in now. Network and have a really fun girls' day.
Is there going to be like an open bar?
Yes, we can't put together an event without a bar, right?
Right.
We need
seriously.
A cocktail or two.
Or two.
Well,
cash
you said
bar.
Italian, so I was thinking there might be wine.
Wine.
Yes, there is lots of wine. So we're going to have a cash bar. So the $30 will get you in to the show. It'll get you an Italian buffet, and you get to network with some wonderful, wonderful women in business.
And just because it's called Women in Business doesn't mean it's just for women.
No, not at all. In fact, Daryl Croft, the mayor of Chino Valley, has already purchased his ticket, so he will
probably
be there.
We do have him there.
Yeah.
Also,
yay, mayor.
County Supervisor Craig Brown.
Yes, I believe he bought a ticket.
He bought his ticket as well.
Absolutely.
So those are two great people right there to network with.
Absolutely.
They're fantastic. And there is other men that are signed up to register too. And actually, they're pretty smart because, you know, they are in with a bunch of ladies.
They are.
That's
their
smart.
Their ads are going to be really great that night.
Exactly. Very smart. Very smart.
Actually, really smart. And that's going to take place, we were saying, February 9th.
February 9th. It's a Saturday.
Where's it at?
It's at Centennial Hall. So in the past, we've had our women in business luncheons at that same location. So there's the golf course that sits right next to the Prescott
Airport. Antelope Hills.
Antelope Hills Golf Course.
So and that's where it's at. Because
that's
we do get
at.
Calls and they're like, where the heck is Centennial Hall?
Right.
So it is actually like, you know, on the golf course, but it's not on the golf course. It's like a little clubhouse that they have on the side.
Right. Okay. A little, convention area.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you call that?
Is it near the restaurant or is it somewhere?
It's kind of in the same area.
Okay.
It's a different exit.
Okay.
So if you're going,
if you're going
north on 89, you take that first exit to the golf course
area
and you just follow it around and it'll take you right to their little Centennial Hall.
Do what I did. I completely went into the front and I was like, I don't know where this place is.
Can you help me?
Can somebody
help me? That's usually what I do too.
Yeah.
Walk you through.
I had to definitely do that. And then they pull out a map and they show you. I'm like, oh, nice.
Nice.
But
nice.
I'm probably the world's worst at directions.
Well, luckily it's a small place, so you should be able to.
Yeah. Right. Thank God for GPS.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I know I got to get better with that GPS thing.
I'm addicted to mine. I can't go to Walmart without it.
Nice. I'm probably like the worst. I'm like, I'll remember halfway through and be like, oh man.
I know, right?
And then it's going from memory.
Yeah.
You know, if they just had a GPS that would tell you, like, turn right at Target or turn left after you see the McDonald's, that's great.
That would be great.
I hate when they're like, landmarks. In 2.0 miles, you'll turn right. What does that mean to me?
Yeah,
I don't know
nothing.
What 2.1 miles is.
You know,
I know, right?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
If it told me restaurants and shopping, I know all that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Like, it's by this place. Yes. I would know exactly where
find it right away.
Exactly.
No
I mean,
brainer.
I need landmarks. And I'm a girl, so restaurants and shopping, that's what I need to know.
That's right.
I'm absolutely. Like, you know, let
that
me
that is our GPS,
things.
Right?
That's mine.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I know where Kohl's is at.
See?
Exactly. Yeah. See? It's all about, there just needs to be a better GPS system out there.
Yeah.
For women.
For women.
Or for me, you know, I don't know.
For Lorette. They'll call it the Lorette GPS.
Exactly.
Right.
Something that's
that are
more reliable. I'm like, businesses will tell me, they're like, we're located here. I'm all, is that next to
Exactly.
Give me its vicinity.
I always want a landmark. Yeah. Exactly. I will call for directions and they'll say, well, do you know where this is? And I'm like, yep, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah. Especially as a realtor, you have to know how to get to. And houses, especially some houses are hard to find.
Lord, you and I have been on some fun
adventures.
Fun adventures.
We were
with that.
Like hunting for them. So, what else is going on at American Family Insurance?
At American Family Insurance, well, we're always busy.
Yes,
busy,
I know.
Busy.
You guys
we
are definitely.
We are right across the street from the high school, next to the Log Cabin Bar. I'm really excited because we are one of the sponsors for our fashion show coming up, and in our goodie bag. So every lady that comes to the fashion show gets to take home a goodie bag. And all of our sponsors, if anybody's looking to sponsor this event, you can put your marketing materials in the goodie bags that everybody gets to take home. And I heard that American Family Insurance might be handing out free nail polishes.
Oh.
So we're really excited about that.
You know, you guys handed out one time those really cute pens, and I was so bummed I didn't get one.
Oh, yeah, the little bobblehead guys.
Oh, those are so cute.
Those are really popular.
They were, actually. Yeah,
those are super cool.
Do you get some more, please? I would like one.
Yeah.
Because I was so bummed.
Those are really
fun. She always has the best stuff. So for the fashion show. Sign up for the fashion show.
Right.
Tickets are on sale.
Tickets are on sale. Go to chinovalley.org. And it's just going to be a really, really fun opportunity to network, a great reason to buy a ticket, you know, donate some good money to our veterans. I don't think anybody deserves this more than our veterans.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And a big congratulations to you.
Oh,
there's
well,
big, some
you.
Big exciting news. I know.
That's
we
true.
We see something blinging on the side.
Oh, that's what it is. I thought I was going to put my sunglasses on.
I know. I was like, what is that? What's going on?
I know. It's so shiny and pretty.
It's a very big, shiny, pretty rock.
Yes,
but
it is.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lucky man.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Very lucky.
So, I feel lucky too.
That's great. We wish you nothing but success and
thank
happiness.
You.
I'm
thank
so
you.
Excited for you. I've gotten to know you very well in the past year, so it's very exciting.
Yeah.
So yay.
We're
wonderful.
American Family Insurance is growing a little bit.
Hey,
a plus
my
to you. All right. Well, thanks so much
that's
for
true.
Telling us all about
absolutely.
The fashion show.
My pleasure.
For those of you that are interested, please sign up at chinovalley.org.
Yes. Come support
and
those veterans.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Thank you all for joining us today, and thank you to our guests. We had Katherine Anderson with Yavapai College, Donna Wild here with Century 21, and Leah Graham with Women in Business. Upcoming events, take out those calendars or take out your phone. February 1st, this Friday, is the Chino Valley Job Fair. It will be held at the Chino Valley High School from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. February 9th, we just discussed this, is the Women in Business Fashion Show, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's at Centennial Hall. You can purchase your tickets by calling the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, 636-2493, or by finding us online at chinovalley.org. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day at 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.